this very scenario was a present from him. Amagi was clearly concerned about me, but she didn't press the fact and turned her eyes back toward the statues.
The petrification is starting to come undone.
This is exciting. Just what sort of people are they? Finding that out alone will make freeing them worth it. The mages chanted their spells, and layers of curses that had been imprinted into the statues were stripped away. Meanwhile, someone made an announcement over the intercom.
Now administering elixirs.
Elixirs were mysterious cure-all drugs that had to be used very carefully, and so the whole lab area filled with a nervous tension. These mysterious concoctions were incredibly expensive, since even in this intergalactic empire, they couldn't be mass-produced. Countless icicle-like objects formed of these elixirs were lowered from the ceiling. When they touched the statues, they broke apart and turned to liquid, which spread across the stone. Researchers in lab coats watched over the process, administering other drugs at appropriate intervals. The statues began to change color, and then stone started to crack and fall away in chunks. Human beings emerged from within these husks, all of them naked. The statues had appeared to be wearing clothes, but their garments must have crumbled away along with the stony material. Once released, the freed humans all dropped weakly to their knees, looking themselves over. Some of them cried in elation at being able to move their bodies, while a number of them spotted me observing them and simply stared in my direction. Some appeared wary, others were afraid, and some inscrutable. But just one of them looked up at me and reached out her hands. The woman who reached up to me had lilac hair and matching eyes. While some, well, most of the released people seemed to be shouldering a heavy, persisting darkness, this woman instead seemed to give off a kind of radiance. Amagi had just received a report from the mages, and she related the current situation to me.
They appear to be barely conscious, but they seemed to understand when it was explained to them that you are the one responsible for freeing them.
When I heard this, I'm sure I had quite the smug smile on my face.
Well, that's convenient. If they feel like they owe me, I can make use of them.
I snickered, and Amagi tilted her head, perplexed. Her expression never really changed, but I felt like I could read her emotions from her slight changes in demeanor.
What?
I asked.
Nothing. I simply had the impression that you are enjoying this. In any case, having just been freed, these people must be disoriented, if not traumatized. They will likely require psychological treatment and recuperation for some time.
I looked down at the lilac-haired woman who stared up at me. Her eyes almost looked empty. There were also a lot of people who were pallid, their skin almost a dark blue.
Begin their treatment right away. When they've recovered, we'll question them and find out who they are and where they're from. We need to find out why they were petrified, don't we?
Very well.
Amagi turned to some others to relay my orders. With this operation having completed, I crossed my arms and considered what I wanted to do next.
I'm running out of time before I start primary school. Maybe it's time to break open my piggy bank.
Once I started school, I wouldn't be free to do whatever I wanted for quite a while. I decided I'd better line my pockets a little while I had the chance. Amagi gave me a curious look.
Piggy bank? I was not aware you had one, Master.
Not on me, no. But I do have many of them. I looked up at the domed ceiling and spread my arms.
Launch our ships, and be sure to load the Avid onto the Var, too.
The Avid was my personal mobile knight, a weapon with a humanoid form standing 24 meters tall, entirely black, and with massive shields mounted on both shoulders. The Var was a super dreadnought, a ship thousands of meters long that commanded a fleet numbering in the tens of thousands as its flagship. Basically, it was a really incredible battleship, so incredible that there was an entire town living inside of it. This feature of super dreadnoughts made little sense to me, but I suppose it was kind of like a mobile space colony. Sure, I indulged and spent a vast sum of money to have it built.